You were just listening to Sevilla Catalana from 15th century Spain, an anonymous composition as performed by Montserrat Figueras, who sang the role of Sybil. She was joined by La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. Music from 15th century Spain. Good morning. It is 2 minutes after 11 on Wednesday, December 21st, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and will be with you today until 1 p.m. Today I am presenting a special 7.5-hour program of early holiday music titled A Medieval Renaissance and Baroque Christmas. The avant-garde edition, which usually airs during this time, will return next Wednesday. Now, I will be with you next this Saturday morning between 5:30 and 9 for another holiday program of early music, A Medieval Renaissance and Baroque Christmas Part 2. Thank you so much for joining me today, and do hope you can join me Saturday morning as well. We are going to listen now to music of the Franco-Flemish composer Orlando di Lasso, who lived from 1532 until 1594. We will go to one of the Christmas motets forming the collection Profetiae Sibyllarum. These works are very chromatic for the most part and focus on the oracles of the Sibyls. We hear the motet Cum Natus Esset Lessus, When Jesus Was Born. Manfred Cordes conducts members of Weser Renaissance, music of Orlando di Lasso.
Thank you.
You were just listening to the Christmas motet, Cum Natus Esset Lessus, of Orlando di Lasso, the Franco-Flemish composer. His dates are 1532 until 1594. Members of Weser Renaissance Bremen were conducted by Manfred Cordes, music of Orlando di Lasso. Any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Members of Sacra e Profana were conducted by Marco Mencoboni in Cantate Domino of Italian composer Ignazio Donati. He lived from around 1575 until 1638. We are going to listen now to some anonymous 14th century Czech music. This is titled Alma Presul et Beata, as performed by the Rose Ensemble of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, conducted by Jordan Ceramic. The translation is Nourishing and Blessed Leader. This is from a compact that is produced by the ensemble titled Slavic Holiday, Legends from Ancient Czechoslovakia and Poland. Once again, this is anonymous 14th century Czech music. You were just listening to some anonymous 14th century Czech music. The selection was titled Alma Presul et Beata, Nourishing and Blessed Leader. You heard members of the Rose Ensemble of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, conducted by Jordan Sramek. We will be listening to music of Claudia Francesca Ruska, one of the nuns from the Baroque, in just a little while. Before we do, though, we listen to a selection of Italian composer Giuseppe Valentini. His dates are 1680 until 1759. It has been said that most likely he studied with the great Arcangelo Corelli, whose style his music represents. We listen now to Valentini's Symphonia in Three Parts for Christmas, Opus 1, Number 12, as performed by the Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle, conducted by Alan Francis. Music of Giuseppe Valentini. Thank you. That was the Christmas Symphony, Opus 1, Number 12, of Italian composer Giuseppe Valentini, who lived from 1680 until 1759. Alan Francis conducted the Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle. We stay in Italy and go now to a selection of Claudia Francesca Rusca, who was a nun at the convent of Santa Caterina in Milan. She lived from 1593 until 1676. We will listen to her Salve Regina, published in 1630, as performed by members of Società Cameristica di Lugano, conducted by Edwin Lohr. Music of Claudia Francesca Rusca.
Cibo non saltelli, un
music of Claudia Francesca Rusca, who was a nun at the convent of Santa Caterina in Milan. You are listening to her Salve Regina, as performed by members of Società Cameristica di Lugano, conducted by Edwin Lohr. WPRB wants you to know that bullying is something that one person or group does to cause harm or distress to others. It's intentional, it's repeated over time, and it's directed at people who aren't in a position to defend themselves. Bullying isn't something we should put up in our schools or our community. Take a stand and lend a hand. Stop bullying now. For more information, visit www.stopbullyingnow.hrsa.gov. Again, that's www.stopbullyingnow.hrsa.gov. And this has been a public service announcement from WPRB Princeton, community-supported independent radio. We move now to Poland and listen to music of Mikołaj Żeleński, who lived from around 1550 until after 1616. He was inspired in his works by the Venetian school, especially those by Giovanni Gabrieli, whom Żeleński may have studied with. The only surviving works by this gifted, little-known Polish composer are two liturgical cycles of polychoral compositions published in 1611. We are going to listen now to two settings of In Splendoribus by Mikołaj Żeleński, as performed by members of Collegium Żeleński, conducted by Stanisław Gawoński.
Sanctorum in splendor.
You were listening to two settings of In Splendoribus of Polish composer Mikołaj Żeleński as performed by members of Collegium Żeleński, conducted by Stanisław Gawoński. The music was published in 1611. Any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Or if you would like, you can call me at 609-258-1033. We are going to proceed now to a composition from the Spanish Renaissance. Cristobal de Morales lived from around 1500 until 1553 and is considered to be the most influential Spanish composer before Tomás Luis de Victoria. This is the Magnificat on the first tone of Cristobal de Morales as performed by the Brabant Ensemble, conducted by Stephen Rice.